Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we have various guests come on to the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. Whether you have been selling Avon for a day or whether you have been selling Avon for many, many years, this show is designed to help you no matter where you are. We also invite various guests to come on the show to help you. We have life coaches come on, business coaches, authors, even people in the medical profession, and we have managers and other Avon representatives like yourself. If you have not done so already, I'm going to ask you to please take the time and to like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Avon Motivational Radio Show. And also to share this show with members of your team, whether they're your upline, your downline, or whatever, or people who are even thinking about becoming an Avon representative. And we even have some reps who invite their customers to listen to the show, particularly on the fourth Monday when we talk about skincare. So you may want to keep that in mind. Also, if you go back to the link of the Blog Talk Radio, you can go back and listen to this show again or any other show that has been recorded in the past. So, again, I just welcome everybody that is on the call. Well, this is the last day of October, and it's really, really hard to believe that the 1st of November starts tomorrow. And when November 1st comes around, the first thing comes to my mind is we're getting right into the heart of the holiday season. And for Avon representative, this is our best time of year. It really truly is. And one of the things that's Avon representative, if you haven't done so already, you know, it's not too late to prepare for the shopping that is going to take place these next couple of weeks coming down the pipe. I think someone said something less than 60 days before Christmas. It's crazy. So let's talk about some numbers. What's happening? What's coming up? Well, in the month of November, obviously we have Thanksgiving. Importantly, the day after Thanksgiving, we have what is called Black Friday. And then the Monday after the Black Friday is Cyber Monday. So let's look at some dates first off. So Thanksgiving is going to be on the 24th of the month. So that means that Black Friday will begin on the 25th. And then Cyber Monday is the 28th of November. So one of the things I did, I took the liberty of doing some little research to find out what are the numbers, what do these numbers look like when it comes to shoppers on these particular days. Well, you'll be surprised to know that 133.7 million people shop on Black Friday. And that is absolutely incredible. And that's the number as of 2015. And according to Adobe shoppers spent $3 million on the internet. And there's no reason why we cannot take advantage of these opportunities as well. One of the things I did today when I came home, because I'm getting ready to travel, and just FYI, we will not have the show November 14th and the 21st because I will be traveling. I'm going to South Africa during that time period, and it will be very difficult for me to host the show during that time. So one of the things, knowing that, I've mentioned this quite often, you know, get yourself an email program. I use Constant Contact. So one of the things I did today was do all my email blasts in the month of November, because I sent out an email blast to my team, you know, updating them on what's happening in Avon and what's the new products that's coming up the pipe. And then also I send an email blast to my clients, all my customers in Avon. And I have that scheduled to go out tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And then the other thing that I also send out is, and I scheduled already, I scheduled my email blast for Cyber Monday, and I scheduled my email blast for Black Friday. So they're already set and ready to roll out when those times come. Now, because, you know, Cyber Monday and Black Friday is kind of close, what I had done, I scheduled my Black Friday email to go out on the 23rd, and I scheduled my Cyber Monday to go out on the 25th, so they're getting two hits. And I did that with the Constant Contact, because Constant Contact will allow you to pre-schedule your email on your email blast. One of the things I did, in preparing for the show, I went into youravon.com, and I went into the web authors. I have to say, I'm a little disappointed because I did not see anything specifically for for Cyber Monday or Black Friday, and that does not mean it's not going to come. It's just not there now. So, and I'm assuming that it's going to be the same thing for the social media mobile apps, that those opportunities of having those promotions will probably come, you know, as we get later into the month. But if it doesn't, you know, be proactive. And, you know, even if you don't have an email program like a Constant Contact like I have, one of the things you can do, you can set up groups in Gmail. I have Gmail, for example, but all these email programs, you can set up a group. You can put all your clients in one group for emails. And then you can also set up people in on your phone for text messages as a group, an Avon group, and I have both. So one of the things I did for those people who are going to, even if you're going to do the text or whether or not you're going to do the email blast, one of the things I did, I Googled, because I love Google, I Googled Avon Cyber Monday, and I tell you, and then I went, clicked on images, and I saw some wonderful images that can be used for that time period. For Cyber Monday, you know, they already have the Avon logo in it, and it says, you know, Cyber Monday, or Black Friday. So, for example, I see one that says Cyber Monday sale, shop Avon now, which is really good. Then I see one that says flash sale, enjoy 20% off Avon. So, you know, you don't have to create anything in terms of clip art if Avon is not going to provide it. You can certainly Google these things, and once you see a clip art that you like, all you have to do is right-click the image, and then a save box will come up, and then you can save it to the folder in which you wish to use. And then certainly after you pick the choose the clip art, then you can go ahead and incorporate that into your email. Now, some people emails allow you to take the clip art and attach it as an attachment, or you can click on it, save it, and then paste it into the email that you're using yourself. For the Black Friday, they have some beautiful ones. I see one that says Black Beautiful Friday. No, I'm sorry, Black Beauty Deals Friday, which is really cute. It's really in black, and Beauty Deals is in fuchsia, and it has, snowflakes in a circle around it. So they really have some great ideas. One of the things I offer on Black Friday, I actually am vending. This year I'm vending on Saturday, so I have my Black Friday, is my heading will say Black Friday, but my contents of my blast that's going out is encouraging my customer base to come and visit me at the place I'm going to be located at and the time and that I'm giving out a discount. And then also I have by the email, I have written that, you know, discount will be provided for those individuals who purchase online during that Black Friday. And what you could do, if you don't know how to set it up so you can give out a discount, one of the things you can do, you could just simply offer a free gift. And what I would do, if I was you, I would order the lip balm, the lip balm calendar, which I think is something like 79 cents, or one of those Christmas hand lotion, which I think is 79 cents as well. And that's what I would give as a gift for those individuals who happen to order on Black Friday. And I would do the same as for those individuals who order on Cyber Monday, if you don't know how to do that, because there is a way to go into your system and create a discount and you can time it. But, you know, to try to walk everybody through it through this radio corp will just take too long. So that's one of the things you want to do. You want to schedule email blast, and your email blast can say wherever you want to. On my Cyber Monday, simply says shop my Avon store, discounts all day, and I give my web address for Cyber Monday. One of the things I used to do, and I haven't done in a long time, I used to give discounts also on Thanksgiving, because some people begin their shopping on Thanksgiving. And what I would do, I had a schedule, so they got maybe a larger discount if they ordered between 9 o'clock and in the morning, and say 11. And then they've got a slight or less discount if they order from 12 to 2, you know, and with throughout the day a certain amount of discount. So that's something you can do. You can put some crazy pictures, like maybe a picture of a turkey or a clock or whatever. You know, just really have fun. Become really, really creative with that. Also during this time, Cyber Monday and Black Friday, you want to even also look and see who in your community is having the annual holiday boutique. You find that there's a lot of vending opportunities during this time period, and this is a wonderful time especially if you have a lot of old products and you need to move them. These are the items I would really suggest that you take and make baskets or so that people can buy them. And so, for example, if you have skincare products, you may want to take, you know, whatever the skincare set you want to put together along with a little towel or maybe a book or whatever, you know, something cute, and then wrap it up and sell it as a gift basket. Another thing you may wish to do during this time period, and this is what I would do, like the first week of November, I would send out an email blast to all of my clients, whether it's an email blast or text, and I would say to them that, you know, I am available to make Christmas baskets, and I am now taking orders. And my newsletter that's going out to my client base that's going out tomorrow, I have in there that they can start ordering now for gift baskets. Because that's, again, this is a good way to make extra money. And I tell you, I did very, very well last year. Just in one location. So there's really no excuse for us. This is really our time to really shine. And, you know, look at your campaign order, your last campaign order, to see where you stand as it relates to the next level, whether it's President's Club, Honor Society, or whatever, because this is the time to, you know, you only got two more campaigns to try to make those levels. So this is a good time to do that. There's double points coming up. There's double points on the Prima. You may want to take advantage of that because those have made wonderful, wonderful gifts, especially for young girls. And what I would do, I would try to find picture frames and maybe even cut out the picture of the book, of the cover of the girl, the Prima, and frame it and then put that perfume in it. It's a wonderful present for young girls. So there's all kinds of ideas, you know, that you could come up with to take advantage for this this holiday season. And this is the time also, the early bird catches the worm. Those people who are making baskets, I would strongly encourage you to start going to the dollar store because they make this. They have great, great containers that you can use for making creating baskets. But I will warn you, if you wait until like the last week or, you know, those items and opportunities will be gone because they go very, very fast. I know last year I had bought a lot of baskets and then I realized I needed more. And when I went back, a lot of the things that I had purchased and I was, you know, looking for, they were no longer available. So this is really the time to maybe put $30 aside to buy 30 different containers to make baskets and really take advantage of those deals where they have three containers for $1. That's really great, really stretches your money. And the other thing what I do, I'm sure everybody has a shredder in the house. I take my paper shredder, and when I make my baskets, I take the contents of the shredder, the shredded paper, and I put it in the bottom of my paper, of my basket, and then I take the color shredded paper and I put it on top. This way I'm not using so much of my color shredded paper to create baskets. So I hope you find this to be very helpful, and, you know, make this work because this is our time. This is our time to make the money. And also don't forget to, this is a great time for those people who say, well, you know, I would love to buy your Avon product, but I don't have, you know, the money to do so. And you say, well, you know, this is a great opportunity for you to make extra money because, number one, you can make extra money. Number two, you can get 40% off of your own products, so purchases, so you can purchase items so you can use also as gifts. So, again, I hope this was helpful. And next week we'll have John Waller. He will be our guest on the show. And then, again, we will not have a show on the 14th. Let me get these dates again. The 14th and the 21st of December, of November. And if you have not done so already, please order your calendars. And next week is your order taking week. Okay, with that being said, hope this was helpful, and I'll see you next week. Good night, everyone.